Blog Talk Radio.
Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. Thank you to our listeners and our guests that we have today, and for meeting us in this space here at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. And I do believe in space and the togetherness and in the oneness there is power. Okay, so everyone enjoy the show. And I like to always restate the mission of our mission here at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio, which is, you know, taking control of our lives and not letting life take control of us, okay? And how we do that and what we try to do here at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio is, you know, with our guests, just get their techniques and what they do and how they help people, and they help us close the gap, identify what's stopping us from achieving our happiness and reaching that place where we have a higher quality of life, and identify that and overcome that so we can, you know, have that life we want to have, you know. And I truly believe that we all have a best version of ourselves. Listeners out there, you know, we can truly be the best we can be. We have a best version of ourselves, okay? We have a best life we can have. Now ask yourself, are you living above? Are you living at that spot where, you know, you're at optimum level in the areas of your life? Are you being the best version of yourself? Okay, and this is the mission of the show, you know, of here at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. And along with that, we like to hear stories, you know, write, leave me an email about stories and, you know, how the show helped you and all that good stuff, you know, inspirational things, you know, just happiness, all that good stuff, okay? We also like to spread the love. And inspiration, all that good stuff. I'm losing it here, but the word I'm looking for is gratitude, hope. We like to promote that. That's what we do. That's what I'm looking for. Help me out. We like to promote hope, inspiration, kindness, love, because I truly believe that's the spice to our life. It's like a seasoning on top of our favorite food. Okay. All right. Now, furthering with the show today, we have a guest here, and our guest here is Beth Banning, okay? And I'm going to give you some background bio on our guest, okay? But first, let me give you the episode title of today's episode. Our title is Leaping Out of Yourself and Into Your Life. Okay, let me get this right. Leaping Out of Yourself and Into Your Life with our guest, Beth Banning, author of Interviewed by God. All right. We're going to give her a warm welcome. One more, I forgot. Her background bio. I'm going to give you some bio on our guest here. She's an author, multiple author, Interviewed by God, and a couple of other titles. We're going to find out more in some other books that she's written. She blogs. She's an inspirational speaker. spiritual catalyst. She holds seminars, and she lives with her husband, cat, and poodle in California. They're all part of the family. You know, we love everyone. Our cats, our pets are part of the family. So, and I like what she says. She says, our guest here says, she's committed to helping others discover their inner source of divine wisdom so they can fully experience the essence of who they are. Let me say this again. Quote, she says, and I like what she says here. Follow this, listeners. Beth is committed to helping others discover their inner source of divine wisdom so they can fully experience the essence of who they are. Okay. So, listeners, please enjoy, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. You already know it's going to be a blast because here at Empowering Ourselves, we have some of the best guests, and these guests help transform and give us tips and techniques, you know, to give our life more higher quality. So here we go. Please give a warm welcome for our guest here, Beth Manny. Hello.
Hello. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I'm excited to be here.
Okay, glad to have you. Okay, Beth, it's your show.
My show.
It's our show. Okay.
Okay. Good. I don't want to do this all by myself. I want company.
In case you didn't know, listeners, as I said it earlier, Beth is in San Diego, California. I'm here in Norfolk, so we're in two time zones, but we're okay. We're together in the space of empowering ourselves, right? So
we
from there,
are.
We're in the moment together where there is, where time is just together, right?
That's right. And I like that.
Yes, yes. So, Beth, you know, the listeners, you know, we're on the show, and we, as you know, we have guests every week, sometimes twice a week, and this is the show where, you know, our guests, you know, they come here because they want, you know, they want a little uplifting. They want guests here, you know, to help them discover something about themselves or their lives that they didn't know. Just some way where they can, you know, utilize some tools or just learn something, you know, so they can find, you know, a higher quality of life. So kind of let them know who you are and, you know, what you do and how that fits into the what we do and what the show's about.
Well, first, I just want to say I love the title of your show. I love what you're doing because we're all of us, every single one of us is looking to be happy. I mean, that's really that. I've never met anybody who said, you know, I want to be unhappy. Do you know what I mean? So really, even if we don't know it, we're searching for that in our lives. And what I notice more than anything else, and I notice it in other people because I discovered it in myself. Do you know, I can't see in other people what's not in me. Do you know? So what I realized, without realizing it at the time, is that I was always kind of living in this subtle discomfort, you know? It was like there was always this level of uncomfortableness in my life, but it was so like the air I breathed that I didn't even notice it at the time. And I was talking to a friend of mine about this, and I, you know, kind of started telling him about this, and he goes, I know what you're talking about. You know, it's, and he went out, he was so interested in this idea that he went to like a meetup or some kind of group or something, and he started talking to the people in the group, and he goes, how many of you notice that there's this level of discomfort in your life, and you don't even know what it is? And like 9 out of the 10 people in the room raised their hand, like they got it. They knew what he was talking about. And it's so crazy because we all, we're looking for happiness, but then it's like we're living in this discomfort. So it's like I want to go back to like the title of the show. It's jump out of yourself and into your life. And that kind of seems weird because, like, why are you jumping out of yourself? Do you know? Because we're important. Like, how can we have our life without ourselves? Do you know? But what I mean by that, and what I found for myself, is that the self I know myself to be was kind of trained into me from my culture and my upbringing and my, you know, religious institution and my family and my background and, you know, everything that I learned from outside of me. And there was really never a time, and God, I hope there are people out there, but I haven't met them yet, who, like the adults in their life and the people around them and the culture, told them to look inside. Look inside of you for anything. You know, nobody told me, like, they didn't go to school. I didn't go to school, and people would say to me, you know, Beth, you know, what would make your life more wonderful today? What's important to you? They never asked me that, you know. Did they ever ask you that at school? I check in with people, you know. Did they ever ask you anything like that?
If they did, I can't remember. And, you know, it had to be like, I don't remember that. We were always, like you told something, to learn something a certain
type of way. And that's the point. It's that certain type of way, because we are told to look outside of ourselves for everything, for our reassurance, our love, our, you know, gold stars, you know, go for the job, go for the car, go for the – and, you know, those things are fine, but they aren't – and, I mean, we've been doing those things, and it's not giving us the level of happiness we really want, you know, because we all, like I was saying, kind of at some level can really resonate with what I'm saying about this level of discomfort or dissatisfaction or something, you know, because we're still out there looking to be happy. So that's really what I do. And I had I guess it's been about 6 years now, and it's really the story in my book is my spiritual journey. And about 6 years ago, I had like a spiritual, I call it instead of awakening, do you know, because awakening kind of sounds like, you know, you wake up and you're done, you're awake and that's it. And really what I realized for myself is that there's so much to explore, so much to expand into that I'm not done yet, you know. It's like I can feel it. There's more to expand into. But what I do really now came from that, because I really have this sense in me now and this, like, being guided internally, knowing that everything I need, every question I have, every obstacle that is in, like, the way of my true and most deepest happiness, the answers for getting there are within me. And so really for me now, that's all I do. Is like anybody talks to me about anything, and I don't even try. It's like it all goes back to helping people get back to their inner guidance. And I say back to because that is the truth of who we are, is that everything is within us. You know, if you call it God, or you call it your source or divine wisdom or Mother Mary, or, you know, whatever it is that you call that source of your divine wisdom, it is inside of us, not outside of us. But the crazy thing is we're always taught everything's outside of us. So we more or less got to what is our true nature. Does that make sense? I know I talked a lot.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, you know, this is what we do, and when we are sharing and bringing to people what we know works or has worked for us, mm-hmm. you know, that's where I truly believe, you know, help, you know, as they say, empowering each other, empowering, you know. Lighting each other's candle, so we can all shine. You know, and that's what I believe as a Christian. And I don't consider myself as like Orthodox or whatever. I try to forget labels, you mm-hmm. know, and this is one of the questions I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
You know, we hear a lot of things. We got different religions, and then we have spirituality. People say, oh, this and this and that, you know, but at the end of the day, I like what you said, is that whatever you call, you know, or whatever you believe, your creative, you know, and I'm Christian, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I know that works for me, and
mm-hmm.
you know, but my beginning, my divinity is with Christ,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I like what you said, how we all, I forgot how you put it, but I was feeling it, you know, it was like you was putting it, your high, the highest of how you see God, your relationship,
yeah.
you know. And that's funny. A lot of people don't buy that. You know, it's a lot of bickering, as you know,
and
this and that. And I don't get into that, you know,
yeah,
so, you know, but it's about empowering yourself.
Exactly.
You know? But you're not
yeah.
empowering yourself. Something deep within you is, like you say, guiding you.
Mm-hmm.
You're feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And, you know, I love what you just said, too. And it's like, you know, if we empower ourselves, and like the next part of that is if we empower others as well. And that's really what your show is about. I totally get that. And I love that, because if we empower ourselves and we empower others, there can't really be that bickering anymore, because that's part of our, like, our purpose, you know? If part of our purpose is to empower ourselves and empower others, there's nothing else then to argue about, do you know? So I love that. I love that.
I love what you do. And that leads me to, you know, some other things as I was researching in what you do. And
mm-hmm.
we were talking about how you help people and, you know, discovering and reaching in yourself. So when you work with people, Beth,
mm-hmm.
and some of the people you work with, what are some of the common struggles that you see commonly, are the barriers? When people come to you, a lot of times, what do they come with, some of that, the signs? So if a person was listening right now, how would
mm-hmm.
they know, or what are some of the signs that, you know, that they can see and say, you know what, I can do better. I got some baggage in here. So what are some of the common signs you see?
Yeah. I think the biggest thing, and it, you know, it's a challenging piece for people to see, but I love to kind of shake things up a little. So I'm going to shake it up a little here and start with something that's a little challenging. And what I see more than anything else is people are unwilling to be uncomfortable. They're unwilling to be uncomfortable because really we strive, like as, I think as humans, we like strive to be comfortable. Remember before I was saying, you know, we search to be happy, and we think happiness is always comfortable. And we run like the plague from being uncomfortable. And one of the keys to life that I have found for myself, and I see over and over and over again, is that if you start being willing to be uncomfortable, your life will open up. Because life, who said our life was always supposed to be comfortable? Like, if you look at your life, you can see obviously it's not, because stuff happens. You know what I mean? It's like there isn't, and this is one of the kind of spiritual myths, especially in the New Age community, and I see it also in the Christian and, you know, more traditional religious communities as well, is they think that if they do all the right stuff, like, you know, go to church and, you know, do the tithing, or, you know, in the spiritual community, you know, go meditate and, you know, get the right candles and wear the right clothes, and, you know, that if they do the right stuff, stuff, quote unquote, that their life will be happy. And what they think happiness is that everything always, again, quote unquote, good will happen. No bad stuff. It's all the good stuff will happen. And then they're shocked when, you know, somebody gets sick or they lose their job or, but I'm doing all the right stuff. And what I have learned and what I teach people and what I see open up for people when they get this is that being willing to feel everything in your life, experience everything in your life as an experience. Like what I've realized for myself is my purpose in life is to experience life. My purpose is to experience life, and that's all of it. So what I tell people, and this is like a great way to start playing with it, is start to look at your emotions like the weather. Your emotions like the weather. They come and they go. So, you know, you're happy and things are going great and you feel really good. And then all of a sudden, you know, something happens that seems bad and you're down, right? You're down. But then so many people fight that. I shouldn't be feeling this way or that shouldn't have happened to me and this is terrible. And then they start suffering. So there's a difference between pain and suffering. And this is what so many people don't get, is pain is just sometimes life can be painful. You know, things happen. And if you just kind of be with it and allow it, it'll move like the weather. If you don't, you start suffering. And suffering is the worst thing, like, in life, because it feels like it drags on forever and, you know, you keep looking at all the bad stuff. So if life turns and something you don't like happens, imagine it's like a rainstorm, okay? A rainstorm comes. You don't look up in the sky and start yelling at the rain, why are you raining? You're not supposed to be raining. Why are you doing this to me, right? You don't do that. You grab an umbrella, you do what you need to do, and the rain, you know, a few minutes later, I don't know, a day later even, the rain's gone, the sun's out again. And that's how life can be if you just are willing to experience it. Does that make sense?
Yes, to me a lot of what you're saying is registering me, and I want to say it's because, you know, I like to say because I give a lot of, you know, practice and I contemplate a lot. But maybe I'm just being too full of myself, huh?
I don't know.
because I like when you said, and not only like, I find it to be true, is we think happiness means uncomfort. I mean, being comfortable all the time.
Yeah.
We think a life of happiness means, you know, no uncomfortability.
Mm-hmm.
And as you were saying, experiencing life and experiencing everything, because that was you know, your response to listeners, that was Beth's, you know, our guest response to, you know, you know, some of the common barriers that the people she works with, you know, they struggle with, thinking that, you know, they're not supposed to, you know, experience no uncomfort or, you know, no pain. But as our guest was explaining, you know, as in life, we experience the totality of all the experiences, you know, that are given, like the weather, she said. And I like to add, even, you know, in our discomfort, I would like to add something about embracing. When we embrace life, you know, all the totality, like the seasons of our emotions, the seasons of the weather, embracing that because it's part of life, and then we can, you know, that's just an inner psychology that I found, and it's kind of piggybacking off what you said, you know, experience and life totality. I may say embrace everything. You may say experience it all because it's life itself. And I find that, you know, you're rolling with and you can deal with things, you know, a little bit more better, you know, as, you know, just embracing it all, you know, looking at it optimistically. You know, that's what I got from what you said. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking crazy. That's kind of what I got out of what you said, for real.
I think that whatever, again, I think that's why I enjoy coaching so much, is that I don't get attached to what you get out of it. You know, I say things and you get exactly what you are meant to get out of it. And that's true. It's like for everybody, that when we say things, you know how it's so funny when you're giving a friend advice, you know, and your friend is like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, you know, months later they come back and they tell you what you told them months ago. Like it's a new idea. Have you ever had that experience? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah. Like they own that. Like they did it. And it's something
right,
I said.
Right. Like they thought of it. Right. Like they thought of it.
Yeah.
Right?
How dare them.
And it, I think that's like this, like it's this growth. People can only hear what they hear. So it doesn't matter what you say, is they'll hear it when they're ready to hear it. And the best way for them to hear it is in their own words. So when they come back to me and they go, blah, 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 and I go, yeah, I told you that 2 months ago, I'm always thrilled because they finally got it. Do you know what I mean? But they got it their way. So that's the perfect way for them to get it. So I think that's the coolest thing. So I think that's awesome what you got because, you know, it's perfect.
Yes. Okay, Beth, if you're just now joining us here, listeners, and you didn't join us from the beginning, you know, this is Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. And I am with Beth Manning, our author and our guest author of her new book, okay, called Interviewed by God. And, of course, you can go and pick that up. I'm pretty sure at Amazon. And you can go to BethManning.com and you can purchase it there. Also, go to BethManning.com and find out more about what she does. I understand she has a lot of freebies. Go there, free resources. She got special offers. And there's one offer I like, a training course when you purchase one of her, the Interview with God, I think. And
yep.
Then you can opt in the training course. So, Beth, I think that's – we got about 1 or 2 minutes. And with that time here, you know time runs very fast, doesn't it?
Oh, what's that?
With this time here, I would like you to let the listeners know where they can purchase your book, Interview with God, and some future events that you have coming up where they can check out anything you're doing, any seminars, any seminars on the online seminars and other services you may have. Then we got about a minute to you. And anything else you would like to say to the listeners out there?
Okay, awesome. You know, the thing I'm most excited about is that, again, like I've been saying, is like my passion now is helping people learn how to get connected, reconnected with their own inner guidance. Everything you're looking for is there. And so that training course that you were talking about really is a whole course about how to get reconnected and establish your connection back with your inner guidance so that you can have that life you want. So all you have to do is go to BethBanning.com. So it's Beth and then Beth Banning. It's BethBanning.com/spirituality. And you buy the book, $17.95. It's including shipping, and you get the course for free. So I believe more than anything else, if every single one of us on this planet got connected, reconnected with our inner guidance, this whole world would change, that we would be back to that really heaven on earth that we, you know, could possibly have right here, right now. So go get that book and get that course and get reconnected.
And you have it, everybody, Empowering Ourselves Together. BethBanning.com. Peace out to all the people that were hit by the tragedy. One love out there.
Yeah, one love.
God bless, Urban Life Coach. I will be contacting you shortly. Thank you.
Bye-bye.